What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Muslim Women Are Married to Their Careers. Now, as you guys know, it's Ramadan. Ramadan's been going on for about 2 weeks right about now. I go to the mosque every day. And, you know, when you go to the mosque every day, especially during the month of Ramadan, a lot of people who normally don't show up to the mosque, they show up because, you know, Ramadan is that special time of year. So, one of the things I'm taking notice of more and more nowadays is that you have a lot of young, unmarried men out there, and then you have very, very few women out there. And the few women who are out there, you know, the ones that show up to the mosque, this just goes to show you that women really don't care about religion. Very few women care about religion, to be honest with you. But even the ones that care about religion and they show up to the mosque, they're married to their careers. Even though the girl might be 20, a couple years older, a couple years younger, these women are focusing on their careers. Now, what you guys have to understand is that a lot of these girls, you know, they grow up in a nuclear Muslim household where the dad treats her like a princess. He works 20 hours a day to make sure that she goes to college. And in her brain, she's like, I'm going to be a pharmacist making $100,000 a year. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. These Muslim women out there, you see, and this is really sad, okay? This is really sad. Non-Muslim women, they don't wake up and say, hey man, I'm gonna be a prostitute. I'm gonna be a hoe. A non-Muslim woman don't wake up in the morning and say, hey man, this is what I plan on doing. I plan on being a hoe. Muslim women, on the other hand, guys, they proactively work toward being a hoe. I've told you guys before and I'm gonna say it again. If the bitch is a 4 or above and she wants to focus on her career, she wants to be a hoe. This is why I call Muslim women hojabis. They want to be hoes. Period. Point blank. Don't come at me with, oh no, Omar, maybe she's focusing on her career because, no. There is no valid reason for a decent looking woman to have a career. Okay, if you're a sub-4 woman, you're ugly, you're fat, yeah, get a career, because ain't no man gonna take care of you. But if you are a decent looking woman, there is no legitimate reason for you to have a career because a man will take care of you. As you guys know, I do DoorDash and I've been going to a lot of restaurants recently, and I'm seeing more and more. I'm seeing young women working at these restaurants. It's like, baby girl, you're 18, 19, you're young, you're hot. You can have a man wrapped around your little pinky, working his ass off, so happy wife, happy life, yet here you are fucking doing taco and shit like that for $7.93 an hour. Why are you living like that? It's because women want to ride the cock carousel. Every woman out there who tells you, I want to focus on my career, and she's not sub-4, they want to focus on that cock carousel. Listen, guys. Ain't no person likes to work. You guys take me. I'm fucking 42 years old. I never, ever had a real job. You guys know that? I never had a real job in my life. And I am very, very proud of never, ever having a real job in my life. All the jobs I had, guys, I can get up and leave right then and there. And there is no negative repercussions. I mean, I can go right now to Lauderdale Airport, park my car, hop on a plane right now, come back week, month, year from now, and of course, God willing, DoorDash, Uber Eats, whatever, they're still gonna be waiting for me, okay? We as human beings, we don't like to work for others. 100% certain a woman would rather be in fucking Cancun, you know, hotel zone, getting her ass smacked by some chad than actually be working at McDonald's, right? This is a fact. This is not a personal opinion. Nobody likes to work, especially if they're working for other people. That's just how we humans are. So the trillion-dollar question that has to be asked is, why do women want to work when they're not ugly? It's because they want to ride the cock carousel. This is what I want every guy out here watching this video to understand. If the bitch is decent looking and she wants to focus on her career, it's so she can be a hoe. Period. If you're a decent looking woman, you don't have the right to work. Listen, my mother doesn't work. My sister doesn't work. My sister-in-law doesn't work. Yet you got all these hojabbies out there. They want to be like pharmacists making $100,000 a year. You guys watching this video, you need to put yourself in a hojabbie's shoes, okay? I'm gonna be a pharmacist. I'm gonna make $100,000 a year. I can go 911 and a man with a gun will show up and shoot you in the back of the head because I said so. What the fuck am I gonna do with a man? This is a question that you guys need to ask yourself from a woman's perspective. What the fuck is a woman who has 911 on speed dial, a woman making $100,000 a year, what the fuck is she gonna do with a man? Protection and provision is already provided for her. You guys need to understand, man. Women have went wicked, okay? You know, kind of like men going their own way. Women going their own way. Women have gone their own way, guys. They've gone their own way and they're not coming back. Aaron Cleary did a beautiful video the other day titled "They're Not Coming Back," and he was talking about men who came to the wise realization that, hey man, you just can't have a relationship nowadays, and those men have gone and they're not coming back. And the whole reason why those men are not coming back, it's because women are the ones who really went their own way, okay? So keep it in mind, guys. These women, they don't want relationships. They want situationships. They want to be in a relationship with a toxic bad boy because that's where they get their drama from, guys. You know, they get their drama from being abused. You, Mr. Nice Guy, you're boring, you're uninteresting, you're too predictable. She just has no need for you, you know. These women out there, you know, these Western women, because they grew up in a single mother household, stuff like that, and they became hoes at an early age, you know, instead of actually focusing on a career where they can actually make money pretty much without doing anything, they rode the cock carousel, and now they're like, damn it, I hate my life. Yeah, of course you're gonna hate your life, you know. You don't have an education. And again, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Every Muslim woman out there who has a daddy paying for her university, they all want to be pharmacists. You know, pharmacists, you know, they work at Walgreens, they work at Walmart, they work at Publix. It's an easy job. You know, pharmacists are pretty much like the equivalent of a candy store. That's really what a pharmacist is. A pharmacist really is a candy store, you know? So imagine making $100,000 a year, simply putting pills in a bottle or in a bag, kind of like a candy store owner, really. So, Muslim women, guys, they got it good. There is no legitimate reason for a Muslim woman to have a man. Now, I know some of you blue pill Muslim guys out there are going to say, well, Omar, if she wants a family, guys, if the bitch wants a family, she'll let Chad come up in her pussy, okay? Now, I know some of you guys out there are going to say, Omar, that's immoral. What did the Prophet Muhammad say, guys? The Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient. Women have no morals, okay? So if a woman wants to have a family, she wants to have somebody take care of her in her old age, she'll simply call up Chad off of bartender, maybe she'll go to a nightclub, a bar, you know, and invite Chad to come home and come up all in her pussy, and wham, bam, thank you, Chad. Now she has a baby that she can raise on her own. You guys out there, you're not needed, okay? You guys out there have to put it in your brain, okay? Unless you're Chad, and Chad is only good for one night stands and coming in a girl's pussy to get her pregnant. Even Chad, a woman doesn't want long terms. Like Aaron Cleary and Stardust, aka the Thinking Ape, have said, women just don't like guys, you know? They just don't like us, man. Yeah, sure, they'll fuck with Chad and Tyrone just for the genetic makeup in their pussy. But other than that, they really don't have a use for us, especially, again, they make $100,000 a year. They can go 911, a man with a gun will show up. So they can do whatever they want. They have no, there is no legitimate reason for a woman to have a man today. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. There is no legitimate reason for a woman to be in a monogamous relationship with you anymore. A special shout out to Hold the Truth hostage here on MGTOW TV. He says a monogamous relationship to a woman is oppression. When you put a woman in a monogamous relationship, what you're really telling that woman is, hey bitch, you can't talk with that guy, you can't flirt with that guy, you can't have that guy over there come in your pussy, you can't have Chad and Tyrone over there run an Eiffel Tower on you. A monogamous relationship is nothing more than oppression to a modern woman. That's just how it is. It's not gonna change, guys, okay? And all of you guys out there are hoping for a collapse where women go back to the where women will have to go back to the table and eventually go back to the kitchen. Listen, man, women are not gonna go back to the days where they're stuck with some yogi obes. They're not gonna go back to the day where they're stuck with some incel and just see. This is what you guys need to understand. In the Muslim world, you know, the reason why young Muslim women want to focus on their careers, you want to know why? Because their mothers who are married to their simp / incel father, they tell their daughter, hey daughter, don't end up being like me. Don't end up getting married to a guy you don't want, but you had no option. You have an option, daughter. Go out, get a college degree so you can get with the man you want. The vast majority of Muslim women out there who focus on their career, it's not because that's what their dad told them. It's not because their feminist teacher told them that. It's because their mother, who hated their father because they got stuck with some glory sale, some incel, some right sale, or whatever, they got stuck with an undesirable man. So they tell their daughters, hey daughter, go out there, get an education so you don't get stuck with a man that you hate. That you hate like me, okay? This is why all these Muslim women out there are focusing, or better yet, getting married to their college, to their degrees and their careers, is so they don't have to need a man. And if they want a man, again, Chad, go on Tinder, go to the local pub, have Chad come over, hit it raw, come up all in that pussy, and wham, bam, thank you, Chad. The bitch now has a kid, okay? Guys, we're gonna start, it's already happening, but we're gonna see it explode. Single mother households in the Ummah of Muhammad, the Muhammadians, you know, the people who supposedly follow Muhammad. Don't be surprised, guys. Don't be surprised if Muslim single mothers actually are bigger in numbers than non-Muslim women. Let me say that one more time, okay? Do not be surprised if single mother households from the Muslim woman, it will be bigger than that of the non-Muslim woman. And again, these Muslim women, they have two good things going, well, not two good things, but they have two things going for them when they're growing up. They have a simp father who treats her like a princess, who will work 20 hours a day to put her in university. You know, no, he's not gonna charge her interest. He's not gonna be like, bitch, pay me back that money, okay? He's gonna put her in college. And at the same time, she has her mother saying, hey, daughter, don't end up like me marrying a man you hate, okay? So now, this hijabi, she has a well-paying career, again, being a pharmacist. And she has a mother telling her, hey, don't ever settle. So now, she's like, what am I going to do with the average man? If you're an average dude, women have no, there is no use for you, man. Unless she's gonna use you as an emotional tampon, there is no reason for the average man. Unless she's gonna use you as an ATM, like Red Pill Marriage said. Attention, time, money. But with Muslim women, because they have the college degrees, they have the proper careers, she doesn't even need you for money. She makes her own money. Again, Muslim women are becoming pharmacists, you know. Any Muslim woman out there who tells you, I want to be a pharmacist, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a dentist, what they're really saying is that I want to make my own money so I can ride the cock carousel for as long as I can. Now, eventually, guys, these women, when they see a super simp that they can take advantage of, they will marry a super simp, maybe get a kid from him, and then they divorce rape him, take the house, take the alimony. Now they really don't even have to bother working. So at the end of the day, guys, you really can't win with Muslim women. When she's young, she's tight, she's gonna focus on her career so she can extend her cock carousel riding days. And when she gets, you know, kicked off of the cock carousel and she gets a little bit tired of working, yeah, she'll go to you, Mr. Super Rich Simp, you know, pop out a kid that may or may not be yours, and eventually she'll divorce rape you, take the house, put you on alimony. You guys out there need to understand, man, Muslim women are hella smarter than non-Western women. You think Shinani, you think Stacy, you think Jennifer Lopez are bad? Wait until Muslim women get all into feminism. And I've said this before and I'm saying this again, guys. Feminism is female nature out in the open, raw and uncut. I've been saying that before Susan deleted my channel on YouTube 5-6 years ago, okay? You guys out there have gotta understand. I've even made a video titled, Men, Please Stop Blaming Feminism for Female Nature. Women were not lied to. Women were not deceived. This is what women want. When I go and I pick up from fucking Taco Bell and some hottie is making tacos for $7.93 an hour, that's what she wants. She wasn't lied to. She wasn't taken advantage of. This is what she wants so she can be free. You guys need to understand something, man. No woman wants to be under the superiority of a man. Let me say that one more time. No woman wants to be under the superiority of a man. And if that means she has to make $7.93 an hour, so be it. The thing you guys need to understand is that the relationship between a man and a woman is symbiotic. Again, like Islam tells us, a woman's job is everything in the house. A man's job is everything outside the house. This really isn't like a master-slave type of relationship, though technically it really is, but it's more of a symbiotic relationship. For example, I am a slave of God. God says we are his abad, abadin. We are his slaves, okay? Now, a lot of guys out there like George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, they would say, I'm not God's slaves. Yeah, you are a slave of God. If God wanted to go like this and give you a fucking heart attack, ain't nothing you can do about it, right? Ask
jobs, you know. So at the end of the day, I, Amr Metwali, I'm happy to be a slave of God. And also at the same time, I know this is a relationship where God feels good that, you know, I'm a happy slave of His. And in return, you know, God gives me good stuff, you know. He's happy, I'm happy, win-win. This is really the relationship between a man and a woman, you know. I get sex, you get taken care of, win-win, okay? But today's woman, they view being subservient to a man as being a bad thing. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. It's not feminism's fault. Feminism, again, is female nature out in the open, raw, and uncut, okay? So all these women out there who want to rebel against men, they're doing that on their own accord. There ain't anything like, oh, feminism, it's because of feminism. No, this has nothing to do with feminism. And all these people out there are like Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, Pearly Things, Tribe of Men, these blue pill mullahs like Amjad Threat, whatever his name is, Mahdi Threat Genie, whatever the hell his name is. These guys out there will say, hey man, we have to fight feminism. Dude, that's just female nature, bro. You ain't fighting anything, you know. Again, feminism is female nature, guys. A lot of you guys out there like to, you guys want to cope, really. You guys want to cope and believe that this woman was good up until feminism came around. No, she was always, always like that. But the fact that she can make her own money, the fact she can go 911 and a man with a gun will show up and shoot you in the back of the head, that's all she needs, guys. Okay? So very, very few women out there can actually rationalize the fact that her relationship between man and a woman is really more of a symbiotic relationship where, hey, I benefit, you benefit, win-win. Women just don't want to be subservient to men the same way George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg don't want to be subservient to God, you know. How many guys are like me, more than happy to be subservient, genuinely subservient to God, you know? And even if you are subservient to God, you know, you're not gonna be sin-free. Your woman is not gonna be sin-free when she's subservient to you. I mean, let's keep it 100, you know? I do, I sin. Do you see God chasing after me with a freaking whip or sending me to the hellfire if I sin? He can, but then again, God says, if you come to me with a mountain high in sins, I can forgive you all that. It's the same thing with woman. You know, just because you might wrong your husband doesn't mean he's going to beat the shit out of you. Though, ironically, women actually like guys who beat the shit out of them. And I'm a cab driver, and I know that for an absolute fact, you know, because I've seen women get the shit beat out of them, and they want to be with the guy even more. So at the end of the day, you Muslim guys out there watching this, man, you gotta learn, man. Your women are proactively becoming hoes. They want to be hoes, okay? Non-Muslim women, they just wake up one day and find themselves in this situation where they become hoes. Muslim women, on the other hand, they wake up plotting, how can I be a super hoe? Once you Muslim guys finally get that in your mind, everything will make so much more sense, okay? When you see these Muslim guys like Ali Dawa having these women on his so-called halal version of fucking Fresh and Fit, what do all these women say, man? All these women say, I want to have a career, I want to have insurance that my man is gonna take care of me, and if we get divorced, I'll be okay. It's like, bitch, you're already going into the marriage with the idea of, this marriage ain't gonna work out and I need to take shit from my man. You know, this is what Taylor the Fiend refers to as an insurance policy. You must child support, you guys out there are nothing more than freaking an insurance policy to a hot chabby, okay? So the $1 trillion question you guys are probably asking is, yo, Amr, what would be the solution, okay? The solution, I think, and again, I'm working toward this myself. I don't know if it's gonna work or not, but I can make an educated guess. I think the solution is the marriage system. I think the solution is you sit down with a woman who actually has virtue, you know, like Hammerhand says, you know, she needs to be high in virtue. You can't be with fucking a sharmuta from the nightclub, from the bar. You know, you can't be with a sharmuta, guys, okay? If the bitch goes to a nightclub, if she goes to a bar, if she's all over Instagram showing her pussy, shit like that, she is a bitch. You just put a big-ass X on her. And really, shame on Andrew Tate, shame on Fresh and Fit, and shame on other Muslims out there who tell these women, hey, don't tell a man what you do. Don't tell a man that you've been with other dudes. Don't show on Instagram that you've been on a yacht. You want guys to think that you're a good woman, because if a guy sees you on Instagram, he sees you on yachts, he sees you traveling all over the world, he's gonna be like, where did this woman who has no education, no career, where did this woman get all this money from to go jet setting all over the world? You know, obviously she's selling her body to other men, which is what she's doing. So shame on Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, and other Muslims out there who tell women, hey, lie about your body count, lie about where you've been, just tell them you sat home all day reading the Quran. You know, what does Islam tell us? Those who cheat us, they are not of us. This is what Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate are doing when they tell women out there, dirty, dirty sharmutas, when they tell these dirty sharmutas out there, hey, don't tell a man that you've been with other men. Don't show on Instagram you on a yacht in the Mediterranean. Because these guys, on behalf of the CIA, they're grooming you guys out there to be with bad women. And a special shout out to Crimson Hawk here on MGTOW TV when he said, when it comes to women, silence is golden. Do not correct a woman. Because when you correct a woman, she's gonna be like, okay, I messed up with this dude, but the next guy, okay? So this is what Fresh and Fit Andrew Tate are doing, is that they're telling this woman, hey, ladies, you messed up with men, but this is what you do so you don't mess up with other men. Guys, you need to understand, man, eventually when women get into their 30s, they're gonna be like, hey, I really don't want to work. Even though a pharmacist has an easy job, they're working 40 hours a week, they're making a shitload of money. But you guys have to keep in mind, okay? These pharmacists, they just can't park their car at Lauderdale Airport, hop on a plane, and go wherever they want in the world, okay? At most, these people who work in the pharmacy, at most, they'll get, what, a week vacation a year at most? So even though these women will have an easy life as a pharmacist, they just can't do what I can do, man. Again, I can take my car, go to Lauderdale Airport right now, park the car, hop on a plane, go to any country in the world, come back, and God willing, DoorDash will be here, you know? But can these women do that if they're working as a lawyer, as a pharmacist? They can't do that. And eventually, they're gonna come to that realization. Eventually, they're gonna be sick and tired. And that's when they're gonna say, hey, man, I need a man. I just need somebody that I can have as my insurance policy. That way, when I divorce rape him, at least I have a house paid for. At least least I have alimony coming in, and I don't have to work my ass off, and now I can go sleep with Shad and Tyrone anywhere in the world I want. So this is what Fresh and Fit and Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate are doing, is that they're telling these women who right now have exposed themselves as being dirty, dirty sharmutas, they're telling them, okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now, when OnlyFans is not working for you, don't tell men that you had an OnlyFans. Don't tell men that you are a whore on Instagram selling pussy. Just tell them, oh, I'm just a regular girl. You know, I was focused on my career. And, you know, I was reading the Quran on my off days. And now I'm looking for a good man to take care of me. This is what Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit are telling women. Just so these women can take advantage of good men. You guys need to understand again. Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit. A lot of these so-called Muslim red pill gurus out there, they're all CIA assets. And again, Islam tells us, a woman can lead a good man astray. Do you know how many men out there would have been saved if they truly were MGTOW, if they truly went their own way? I made a video a couple of months ago about this Pakistani-American dude who married a Pakistani-American woman, good guy, and then the bitch divorce raped him, and she ran around town saying nigger and shit, and the guy couldn't take it anymore, so he ended up killing her and offing himself. So imagine if that guy went MGTOW. Imagine if that guy saw my videos fucking on YouTube because Susan didn't delete my channel. Imagine if he saw those videos. He'd have been like, this bitch is a hoe. Glad I got rid of her, okay? But because Susan deleted my channel, guys don't get to see this, okay? And again, YouTube is owned by the CIA. You guys have to understand, man, just because these companies masquerade as private companies doesn't mean that they're private. Guys, Google headquarters is right next door to fucking Moffett Air Force Base, the top research center in all of fucking America, man. You guys think that's a coincidence? Facebook is a couple of miles up from Moffett Air Force Base on and 101. Coincidence? Come on, man. You guys need to understand, man, how shit works. You got Big Daddy Satan up here. You got his Zionist, aka Dajjal's warriors, as Sheikh Imran Hussein likes to call them. Then they got their Goy minions. You know, those are the ones who run the CIA and what have you. And then below that, you have their actors like Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, who come talking to the normal people as if they actually give a fuck about you when they don't. So the point of this video, guys, out there, for all of you guys out there who are watching this, especially you Muslim guys, your woman, they don't want to get married. They want to ride the cock carousel. Eventually, when they get thrown off the cock carousel and they get sick and tired of working 51 weeks a year out of 52 weeks a year, eventually they're gonna say, hey man, let me get with some guy, he's gonna be my insurance policy, I'm gonna divorce him, take the house, take the kids, and take lifetime alimony. Guys, I'm telling you this right now, a lot about what I said 5, 6 years ago when I started my YouTube channel, a lot of you Muslims were like, Amr, you're a kafir, bro. Now the same Muslims are like, holy shit, Amr, you were right all along. Guys, I am telling you this right now. Single mother households in the Muslim world will overtake that of Shaniqua, Stacy, and Jennifer Lopez. I'm telling you guys this right now. These Muslim women, they'll be able to take advantage of you better than any woman out there. You guys have to understand, these hijabis out there, they can put on the tarha, bismillah, allahu akbar, praise Jesus, and you would think that they're good godly woman. I know, I had one of them myself. I'm talking out of experience. So you Muslim guys out there need to understand, MGTOW is your one and only solution. You gotta go away from this woman. Because I am telling you guys, these Muslim women, you think Shaniqua, Stacy, Jennifer Lopez are bad? You just wait. You just wait until the new crop of Muslim women get out there, you know. Right now, these Muslim women, they're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, still going to college, okay? Wait until they get into their late 20s, early 30s. You better watch out. I'm telling you that, Muslim men, right now. Record this. Download this video. You know, the good thing about MGTOW TV is that you can download videos on MGTOW TV. Download this video. Maybe take a cell phone, you know, maybe take out your own cell phone and record this. Guys, this is fucking, where am I? You know, this is day 16 of Ramadan, okay? Ramadan in the year 2023. I don't know what the year is Islamically. I think it's like 1440 something. I don't know. That's really sad and pathetic on my part if you ask me. But this video is shot on the 16th day of Ramadan in 2023. I'm telling you guys, 5-10 years from now, these hijabis out there, they're gonna put non-Muslim women to shame when it comes to single mother households and divorce raping men. That's a guarantee. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.